in the summer, I think it was in June or July, late morning on your show, you played a piece from Bill Cunliffe's CD called Transformation. And it was called Praise the Lord, All My Soul. It's a piece he wrote. It's not an arrangement. It's a setting of Psalm 104. And the reason it was Psalm 104 is it's dedicated to a woman at the church he goes to who was celebrating her 104th birthday.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Now, if you look up Psalm 104, there are many, many, many verses. And he picked and chose verses that would fit a jazzy gospel style. So you played that on your show, and I was listening to it driving along. So when I got home, I started researching who this person could be, because I'm a classical conductor. I do the usual canon, European canon. I'm not a jazz conductor. I don't pretend to be a jazz expert. I love listening to jazz, but I don't have a swing choir or a jazz choir. So I looked up Bill Cunliffe, and I was very impressed by his credentials. So the next thing I did was go to Amazon online and try to get the same CD that you had called Transformation. And it came in the mail, and I started playing it. I thought, this is brilliant. This is for us. So the next thing I did after I listened to the CD, and especially Praise the Lord, All My Soul, I got in touch with our usual music vendor at Bowdoin. There is this composer named Bill Cunliffe, but he's a jazz composer. Can you try to find whether this music is available to buy? Because I want to do it. So she called me back a day later and said, I've got it all set up for you. I said, how did you do that? She said, well, I did a little research and I called him on the phone. And he said, oh, yes, I'd be happy to sell them that music. Now, most composers have a publisher and you order the music from a vendor and it's very costly. But we have budgets for that and we expect it. Bill Cunliffe had told this woman, tell him I will sell each of the tunes he wants for $20 a tune.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'll send him a computer file.
Oh, my gosh.
$20
that's amazing.
A tune, not $20 a copy. So I wrote to him and I said, I'm so grateful that you're willing to share this music with us, especially for such a price. And I just want to introduce myself and tell you how pleased I am that this has worked out. So he wrote back immediately. He said, oh, I was delighted you wanted to do it at Bowdoin. My grandfather graduated from Bowdoin. And so I looked him up. And sure enough, there was a William Cunliffe who graduated from Bowdoin, I think in 1918, from northern Maine, Aroostook County, and had a career not in music but in the paper industry up in the northern part of the state. And Bill, the jazz composer, told me that he had only barely gotten to know this man when he was a boy and his grandfather died. But by that time, we were fast friends, and he was fascinated that this was making full circle back to Bowdoin.